1-0.
And we're flying.
That's the sound of Falcon 1. Falcon 9 might make a similar sound a little bit later today. In Cape Canaveral, the countdown is underway for a high-stakes test flight of an unmanned rocket that may represent the future of space travel in the post-space shuttle era. The Falcon 9 rocket is built by a California company called SpaceX. Its founder is one Elon Musk, the man who gave us PayPal. He also is involved in the Tesla motor car company, the electric cars. He's building Falcon 9 under contract to NASA to deliver cargo to the International Space Station on a sort of taxi deal. The launch has become an acid test for the Obama administration's approach to space exploration, which conjures visions of a vibrant private sector industry in low Earth orbit. It's a controversial shift which has upset the space old guard. Tarek Malik is managing editor of the online publication Space.com. He joins us this morning, watching carefully as the countdown nears here. Tarek, awful lot of pressure on Elon Musk and SpaceX today.
That's right. That's right. You were correct in saying it is an acid test for the at least his company and this brand new rocket to see if he actually will be able to make good on his contract for private flights to the space station.
This is a very different kind of rocket, which actually takes us back to a previous era. For those of us who grew up in the shuttle era and are used to a winged vehicle that comes back as a glider, that sort of thing, this is a different way to fly. Tell us what Falcon 9 and what the Dragon capsule aim to do.
Well, the Falcon 9 rocket is very much a rocket and not a space shuttle. It's an 18-story cylinder, two stages, and it's designed to launch a capsule, the Dragon spacecraft, into orbit. It's like a gumdrop-shaped capsule at the very top of the rocket. And when the rocket gets up there, about 250 kilometers or so, the capsule pops free and would deploy some solar arrays, and if all goes well, would fly a cargo flight unmanned to the space station. And Elon Musk hopes that if all goes well, he could refit that to launch people.
All right. Elon Musk told me he's probably got about a 70% chance of success today. He's got so much pressure on him. If it fails today, does this mean the Obama space vision dies?
Well, not entirely. This is, of course, a test rocket. All first rockets have a very low likelihood of succeeding. Elon's first rocket launched four times before it actually reached space successfully. So the perception that the private spaceflight plan is riding and completely on this one rocket launch is a misconception, really. SpaceX can withstand at least one failure, and I think that the private plan could withstand one failure.
All right. It is rocket science after all. All right, Tarek Malik with Space.com. Always a pleasure talking with you. This is The Takeaway.